For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Neil, big thank you for joining us so soon after the full-time whistle. Now, what do we make of that game today? I mean, where do we start?
I thought they were, first half in particular, they got the better of us for the first 25 minutes. We changed our shape. We nullified what they were about. And then we just had a crazy 15-minute spell where we conceded three of the worst goals, and is what you'll see. I mean, the first one's it's a free header. The second one, Charlie Ennis is trying to track back. Guy should step out. He doesn't step out. He then travels down the line. I've no idea what Jan's doing. The Jan puts it in his own net. And then the third one, I mean, the third one's just horrendous. I mean, he's offside. The referee said to me, sorry, he's offside, but the new rules, I've got a bit confused with it. The lads in the first phase, he's offside. The third phase, he scores the goal. So he's either offside or he's onside, or he's offside. But that doesn't put down to the goals that we conceded, because the third goal, Charlie Oliver, poor head back. George then tries to keep it in bizarrely. He doesn't do. Crosses it and over a kick in the back of the net. But then, you know, we get in at half time with it with a penalty to Charlie Ennis. We go 2-1, it goes 3-1, and then second half, we 52nd minute, we go down to 10 men, and you're thinking, oh no. But then credit to the lads, you know, they really stuck in. I thought Charlie Munro was amazing when he went centre half. I thought he kept the team together.
He's our man of the match,
by Well, definitely, yeah, and he deserves it. And I just thought we kind of huffed and puffed. We worked hard against their 11. And it wasn't to be, you know, it wasn't to be. But I can't keep making the same excuses. We know that we're vulnerable in key areas. We're not running hard enough. We're not running hard enough off the ball individually, not collectively. And you know, my changes today, you know, reflected that. But it is where we are. You know, we know what we've got to do. We know, you know, we're now another man down next week with Charlie Oliver being sent off today. But it's, you know, just want to get kind of like back at home next week against Lancaster and hopefully finish with a win. And then obviously we travel out, you know, in the Phoenix.
That mad period in the first half, it did coincide. I mean, to be fair, we're on the back foot for the start of that. They had a goal disallowed for offside and stuff like that. But it did coincide with Curtis Jones going off. We were trying to juggle things around. How is Curtis, firstly?
It's a mess. You know, I don't know. Curtis said it's a blatant elbow on him. You can see probably clearer than me. But we capitulate. You know, we've missed Curtis Jones all season. He goes off at 0-0. We're holding things together. You know, there's no disrespect to the sub that came on for him, but we're just at sixes and sevens, and then we're going to concede three horrendous goals. But we're better when Curtis plays, but unfortunately he's had to come off. We're better when Charlie Oliver plays, but unfortunately he's had to come off as well. And some people just see the scoreline. I've just seen a kind of run of bad luck, if you will, and that's cultivated in Curtis's head injury today, which will probably mean he's concussed, so that's 14 days. And then you've got Charlie Oliver, who's going to be out next week, so we've got an issue at centre-half.
Munro, though, just go back to what you mentioned moments ago. He played two positions today, essentially all in one. When he had to go to centre back, he was like a young Franz Beckenbauer at times.
Charlie Munro has had a frustrating season, in my opinion. He's a very good player. Maybe it's that second season mentality where he gets used to the club and the fans, and you know he comes again. What I will say about Munro is the last month, I think he's really stepped up into showing what type of player he can be. And he's done that in parts this season, but we haven't had that consistency. But he played centre-half against Radcliffe earlier in the year with Charlie Oliver. I thought he was excellent there and showing it again today. So it may be something to look at. We know we're bringing in a centre-half in summer, but that's another option because we're definitely bringing in another one or two midfielders as well. So there are options, but I go back to what I said before the game. I'm not going to completely discard all the players in there. There's a core of them that are going to still be here, but we've got to get the ingredients right. We've got to get the balance right. You could see today, Ben, when the chips are down a little bit, people stop running as hard as what they want, and you have a right to run around playing football and recover, and sometimes it doesn't go unnoticed if you don't do that.
So Lancaster next at Broadhurst Park, our last home game of the season.
Have they gone on, do we not?
I think they didn't play.
It's last game.
But Ashton won and Hyde won, so
right,
I think that's them done out of the
playoffs. So listen, Lancaster done well. You know, they're going to come to us on the bounce. We're going to look forward to that last game of the season. We want to give our fans a send off. You know, I'm not sure. You know, we won our first game of the season. Can we win our last game of the season? In between that, we've been inconsistent. So we want to finish strongly. We want to push our season ticket sales, obviously, and we want to you know, go to Lake Garda on the back of a win, because you know last week was really good, really positive. I think the last month we've seen signs of positivity. Today, for a 15-minute spell, I don't think we were great, but you know I've made a decision what to do with the team today, and I thought, you know, in parts they did okay, and you know we're depleted, but that's where we are. So you know I've got to say, I thought the fans were incredible today.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen some away followings, but that was as good as I've seen. And you know, it seemed positive. You know, they just said on the way around there, you know, well done with 10 men and keep going. But obviously, you know, people will look at the result and it's another defeat. So no one's happy. But I just thought the fans were amazing today.
Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us so soon after the final whistle. Best of luck in training this week ahead of Lancaster, and we'll catch up again for that season finale.
Brilliant. Cheers, Ben.
Thanks, Neil.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.